Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Kedushin daf yud tes, Kedushin 19. The Gemara discusses the case about whether a person can make a conditional clause against something that's specifically written in the Torah with respect to a marriage. So the Gemara gives an example, citing a braisa on yud tes and mabes. Omar leisha, a man says to a woman, Aram mekudeshesli amenash ein lecha alai sheirak susas vona, says you're married to me on the condition that I don't have to provide for you sheirak susava unasa areze mekudesha sutunai batal. What is sheira? That is the obligation to provide food and support, and susa is clothing, va'una, and ona is intimacy. So these are three things that are the basis of the marriage, and the person has to provide this for his wife. So if he says this, I'm marrying you on the condition that I don't have to provide for you these things, we're going to say it's a valid marriage anyway, and to no avail, the conditional clause is canceled. Meaning to say, it's as though he said nothing, because you can't, according to Rabbi Meir, you can't make a conditional clause against something that's written in the Torah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bedavar shebem mamon to no kayim," as it relates to the monetary aspects, it's a valid condition. Meaning to say that you're, even though you have to provide her with support and clothing, nevertheless, we're going to say that since it's monetary, you're allowed to waive those rights, and she's allowed to waive those rights, and it's a valid marriage. However, as it relates to intimacy, that's a right that can't be waived. Why? Because that's what's called tsara de gufahu. That's called a distress of the body. And so therefore, under those conditions, Rashi says, she doesn't have the right to waive those rights. So if somebody wants to marry someone in a condition that there's no intimacy, that's not a valid marriage.